Barbara Savard has lived in this ranch-style house at the end of a quiet cul-de-sac for the past 11 years. In that time, she's gradually made household improvements and updated the decor. But she's not quite sure what to do with one of the bathrooms. Savard desperately wants to replace her avocado green toilet, a relic of the 70s.
Well, I never did like the color, but I never thought I would like it as much as I do now compared to what's out there on the market.
That's because if she replaces this toilet, federal law says it has to be with a low-flush toilet. Savard says she learned firsthand how bad those are when she visited her mother at a senior citizen complex.
Everybody in the building has complained about them. They are so noisy. You can hear them from one apartment to the next. You can hear them with the bathroom door shut. You know, when you flush it, paper comes back up. So that says to me, if paper's coming back, then other germs and et cetera must be coming back.
In 1994, a law went into effect mandating a federal flush standard. New toilets can't use any more than 1.6 gallons of water per flush. That's a fraction of what's consumed by older toilets like Savard's that use anywhere from 3.5 to 7 gallons of water. Barbara Savard says she was so upset to learn about this law, she wrote a letter to the editor. Then she wrote to her congressman. And now she's found someone who shares her concern, Republican Congressman Joe Nolenberg. Nolenberg represents a suburban Detroit district and is serving his third term in Washington. He says it was his disgruntled constituents that led him to plunge the depths of the issue.
I'm not making this up when I say that thousands of people have complained about this, and I'm talking about Florida, I'm talking about California, I'm talking about even the Northeast, where you would think that there'd be more of a concern about this whole thing. And these folks are mad as hell about this. They're very unhappy about this.
So last summer, Nolenberg introduced a federal bill to repeal the 1.6-gallon toilet regulation. Since then, he's been traveling all over the country, floating the idea that the low-flush mandate should be dumped. Nolenberg says he's all for conserving water, but he says the low-flush toilets simply aren't powerful enough to whisk away waste. People complain they have to flush two or even three times, and Nolenberg says the end result is they're using more water than they would have with an older toilet. It's an issue Nolenberg understands well, because he says he's just like everybody else, a regular guy with a low-flush toilet of his own.
I flushed one Saturday morning. I had to do it twice. The math on this doesn't change. It's 1.6 times 2. That's 3.2 gallon. That's very, very close to 3.5. So where are you saving the water?
Nolenberg is making a big splash with this message. His rallying cry is striking a chord with many who share his strong anti-regulatory sentiment.
The extent of our bill is very simply this. Why should the federal government get involved in your bathroom?
But supporters of the low-flush law say there's a very good reason for the government to get involved. The toilets save water, and they save energy by reducing the amount of waste that needs to be treated. Low-flush supporters compare the toilet issue to the controversy over mandatory fuel standards for cars.
And within a few years, we were making cars that were double the efficiency. Would it have happened if the marketplace pushed for that added efficiency? Or did the federal standards make an impact?
Leroy Harvey is executive director of Urban Options, a nonprofit group specializing in household energy efficiency. Harvey says almost 40% of the water used inside an average household is flushed down the toilet. With the savings from water and sewage charges, Harvey says low-flush toilets pay for themselves within a few years. But let's face it, shopping for a toilet isn't like buying a car. You can't just take it for a test drive. And that makes a lot of people say they'd rather fight the toilet regulations than switch to a new toilet that might not work as well. Leroy Harvey admits some people did have problems with early models of the low-flush toilets. But he says now the quality has improved.
Be comforted by the fact that typical models that are on the shelf today perform a lot better than they did just a couple of years ago. It's like when you're making any other major household purchase, shop around and do a little bit of research before you purchase.
But Congressman Joe Nolenberg says he's hearing from people with brand new toilets that say they just don't get the job done. And he vows to continue his fight to repeal the low-flush law. Nolenberg's toilet bill is now in committee, and he says he expects some movement later this year. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Cascade Township, Michigan.